This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We are nearing the end of a second week back in operation for Michigan's bars and restaurants. They are allowed to host some dine-in service with limited capacity. We wanted to check back in with one of the business owners we spoke with during the shutdown to see how resumption of operations is working out. Brian Brickley is owner of the Tap Room in Ypsilanti, one of Michigan's many well-loved neighborhood watering holes. Brian, welcome back to Stateside.
Hi, April. Thanks for having me back.
Will you tell us what it was like the first day you reopened?
It was it was stressful and one of those anything that can go wrong did go wrong. We're preparing to open, and the transformer across the street exploded.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And it took DT Energy till 5 o'clock to restore that. So we had everybody standing around waiting in the dark. And then, of course, that played havoc with our computer system and POS system. So that was only functioning partway. So we just had to laugh. It couldn't have gotten any more ridiculous. But once we got going, it was good to be back up and running.
How was business the first week?
It was, to be honest, about 50% of what we normally do, which we didn't know what to expect. We had two great fears. One was that too many people would show up immediately because of the pent-up demand to get out. And, of course, the other fear was no one will show up, which neither of those things happened. It was manageable, and we're running, obviously, 50% of our seating, and that correlated perfectly to 50% of our normal business.
You know, when we did speak last time, you mentioned that you had staff who were not comfortable yet coming in. Can you tell us how many returned in the first couple of weeks here?
Almost all of them. The ones who I was most concerned about, who are really health conscious, who, you know, they make some great bar employees because they're extremely conscious about keeping things clean and being safe. They did come back and they're doing really well. My wife made it a point to be here every hour we were open for 6 straight days. You know, they knew they had her there to help and to explain things. And then we trained them really well. We followed the guidelines as issued by OSHA and the Michigan Department of Health. And we said, this is what we're going to do. And we're not going to have any exceptions. And we're going to be as safe as we possibly can be. And so thank goodness they came back.
Well, your wife gets the Iron Man Award for sure. That sounds like a heck of a stretch.
Yep.
To work. What have you done to adapt the space?
So we're lucky to have so much space. So we typically run at about 169 as our occupancy. And so to distance everybody correctly, we were able to end up with 75 seats. I took my pool tables and moved them into a spot where they're no longer being used. You know, people do it with people they just met and they share pool sticks and balls, and it was just not conceivable that could be done in a safe manner. And so it's a different look, it's a different feel, but it's safe and it's spread out and it works.
So given the spacing changes that you've made, how are you feeling about whether you're going to be able to make the business work financially for, I guess, what we're talking about is an indefinite amount of time?
So that remains to be seen. And I kind of crunched some numbers, you know, yesterday, and it's hard to tell so far. Because of our reduced hours, payroll is down. We reworked our menu to minimize waste in the food department. I'm cautiously optimistic that even at 50 to 60% of our former revenues, we'll break even and we'll be okay.
Brian, we've seen a lot of different range of behaviors from people in public spaces right now. And I'm sure you've seen videos on social media of bars where people were masking up and maintaining a respectful distance, and also some places that, you know, have even closed their doors again just because things got so crowded. And there were even at one East Lansing establishment, you know, a number of cases that were identified with an open bar. Do you worry about how long this state of partial openness can continue?
Of course. My wife and I were watching the news last night and noticed those stories out of East Lansing, and it makes us shudder. I mean, that could happen, and it could reverse this whole you know, progress we've made, and we go back to a shutdown. And once again, though, I'm optimistic that if operators do it right, that doesn't have to happen. It's been frustrating for me. I've been to a couple places, just my son and I going out to grab a bite to eat, and I've seen very lax enforcement of the guidelines that the health department has issued. They're not optional. And I want people to know that when you go into an establishment, wear your mask. Once you're seated, you can take your mask off and you and your group can, you know, can enjoy each other's company. But there are establishments that are going to be lax on that. And that's unfortunate. And that, what I will tell people is if they're lax on that, I guarantee you they're lax on the other health department rules, including sanitation and food preparation. So choose your operation carefully and wisely. And if you see somebody doing it right, it's not a political statement. We're just following the rules that we've been given to keep you safe and to keep us safe.
Has your staff run into any situation where they have to do a little bit more than remind people?
Well, certainly. You know, and I haven't been there for any of those, but from what I've heard from my wife is that they've had to be stern with people. And it's not been a point where I'm going to call the police or anything, but just let them know that it's not optional. And in those cases, I think a few people have left and a few people have gladly put on their masks. And I will tell you, too, that some people are just so used to their daily habits. You know, I've got one in particular, one regular, who's just so used to coming in at 4 o'clock and bouncing from table to table that he just went to his old habits, not out of any malice or disregard, just because that's what he's used to. And he apologized. And, oh, my God, I forgot, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a mixture of all. But it's been rare, but it has been the biggest frustration for our staff that they have to be so vigilant on other people's behavior in a way they've never had to before.
You use the word regular. Does that mean that you're seeing some folks who've been longtime customers coming back in again?
Oh, certainly. I saw a few posts when I posted up we were reopening, just people, you know, saying, you know, the whole shutdown, I've been waiting for the day I could go back to the tap room and get tapped, you know, which means come and have a good time at the tap room and enjoy the food and the company.
The food and the company, of course. Yeah. Well, Brian Brickley, thank you so much. And we wish you luck in operations this weekend.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And just to everybody out there, go out and eat, whether it's our place or somewhere else, and wear a mask and be polite to the staff.
Brian Brickley owns the Tap Room in Ypsilanti.